From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will host a Syria Peace Congress to press for a diplomatic solution to the nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. The leaders of the three countries met Wednesday in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, just 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said they agreed to enter what he called a real political process of settlement, as well as in assisting in post-war reconstruction. A date for the meeting hasn't been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said the participants are hardly examples of good governance.
Iran is an authoritarian, radically Islamic state. Russia used to be a communist state, and now it's very authoritarian. And unfortunately, Turkey, which used to be under Kemal Atatürk and his successors, moving towards some version of democracy and some version of capitalism, is also moving in the wrong direction. So if these are the winners, then problems are going to continue to mount in the Middle East.
The next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, members of the Syrian opposition reportedly have demanded Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in as president. Following Tuesday's resignation of longtime leader Robert Mugabe, he addressed thousands of supporters.
The people have spoken. You yourself said, if the people say I must step down, you shall comply. This is the time to comply.
Mnangagwa said, we're witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy in Zimbabwe. This is VOA News. 22 years after the worst post-war European atrocity, the UN Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday former Bosnian Serb Army commander Ratko Mladic was guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity in the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica and the siege of Sarajevo. He was sentenced to life in prison. Mladic had to be removed from the courtroom in The Hague for angrily shouting rejection of the proceedings. Darko Mladic, his son, spoke for his father.
He said, this is all a lie. This is not a court. This is a NATO commission. And that they are trying to criminalize legal endeavor of Serbian people in some times of civil war to protect itself from the aggression.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein praised the court's decision as a momentous victory for justice. The U.S. called on the people in the Balkans to work for a better future. The Argentine Navy has acknowledged the week-long search for a missing submarine in the South Atlantic has reached a critical stage as the crew of 44 faces a shortage of oxygen. Navy spokesman Enrique Balbi said the matter of oxygen is a critical situation and it's rising. Dozens of planes and ships from several countries are involved in the search and rescue operation for finding ARA San Juan. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen said it will reopen the country's main international airport and a vital Red Sea port to humanitarian traffic beginning Thursday. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN resident coordinator for Yemen.
We're asking the Saudis to open the port of Hodeida and Salif that allows us to bring in the humanitarian cargo we need to feed people and to medically support them in that regard. We're also asking for the Sana airport to be opened for the humanitarian flights to allow vaccines to come in, but at the same time to allow humanitarian workers to come and go, both for the UN flights and the NGO flights.
The coalition closed Yemen's entry points earlier this month after a ballistic missile was fired from rebel-held territory toward Riyadh. The closures were aimed at cutting off weapon shipments. Palestinian factions meeting in Cairo have agreed to hold elections by the end of next year, following October's reconciliation agreement between Hamas and Fatah. A date for the voting will be left up to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. A Pakistani court has ordered the release from house arrest of Hafiz Saeed, accused of masterminding attacks on the Indian financial capital Mumbai in 2008 that left nearly 170 dead. Saeed has repeatedly denied involvement. The U.S. designated him a terrorist and offered a $10 million bounty. On Wall Street Wednesday, trading was thin ahead of the two-day Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The benchmark Dow Jones shedding nearly 65 points to 23,526. Meanwhile, declining aircraft sales brought October's U.S. durable goods orders to their lowest pace in 4 months, falling 1.2%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.